بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، brothers and sisters, yesterday I went to see the Statue of Liberty, and at the ferry terminal I saw this guy. There were actually three of them who had Burmese pythons. One was a beautiful albino python which must have been about 10 plus feet long, 10 or 12 feet long, and very thick and heavy. It weighed probably about maybe 25, 30 kilos. The other one was also a Burmese python, but the regular brown black color. And the third was a little baby one. Now, these guys were charging $10 for a person to hold the python and take photographs. So I estimated that between them, they probably were making about maybe $1,500, $2,000 a day in that place doing this work. Just people holding their pet and taking pictures. Now, Burmese pythons in the United States are an invasive species. They are introduced. They were actually the result of they're the descendants of escaped pets, or they came from, there was a snake farm in Florida which got destroyed in a tornado, and the snakes all escaped, and the Florida Everglades is absolutely ideal sort of habitat for the Burmese python, and so they're all over the place. In Florida, they are a pest. You actually, the government pays you a bounty for them. They have been responsible in Florida for the huge reduction in many mammalian and bird species, in some cases in almost extinction of some of them. So they look very docile and harmless, but obviously they're not. They are eating machines. Mercifully, we are not their food, but the things which are their food, they eat. Now, in this particular case, this guy's python was a pet. He bought it from a pet shop, and the pet shop owner breeds them. So this snake has never seen the wild. It's used to being handled, used to being petted, it is used to being with people. So it was the most docile thing. It was like holding a rope. So I did the touristy thing. I took the python, draped it around my shoulders, and took some photographs. Now, when I sent these to my friends, I got some very nice compliments about how brave I was and how daring and so on and so forth. And many of them got very they were very concerned about me. So, "Yaar bhai, please be very careful," and so on. I mean, they didn't want me to be eaten by the python. Now, of course, I am most grateful to them for their concern, and I am most grateful to them for their compliments. But that's not why I'm telling you the story here. The reason I'm telling the story here is the reality of our lives, the reality of our perceptions. Our perceptions are not really based on what we are seeing. They are based on the lens through which we see them. So when a person sees me standing there with this snake draped around my shoulders, and this person is himself or herself afraid of snakes, then I seem to them to be an extremely, tremendously brave and reckless and, all the sort of superlatives in that family of words. And then they think I am exposing myself to great danger, and they don't call me stupid, but maybe they think that. But certainly they say, "Oh my God, look at the danger, and you're so brave," and blah, blah, blah. Now, what are they really talking about? They're talking about their own fears. They're talking about their own internal reality. They're not talking about me. They're talking about themselves. Of course, I immediately tell them that Burmese pythons are completely docile. They are lethargic creatures. Their hunting also is on the principle of wait and let it come, kind of philosophy, which is they just, even in the wild, they just position themselves near water or on tracks leading to water, and wait for their prey to literally come and walk into their mouth, as it were. The only rapid movement it makes is at the actual point of strike, where it lunges forward, grabs the prey in its mouth, and then it wraps itself lovingly around the prey and constricts, and eventually kills the prey and eats it. So therefore, they are. If you pick one up, I'm not talking about in the wild. It's very stupid to pick up snakes in the wild, so never even try it. But in cases like this, which are controlled environments where the handler is there, it's a snake which is really a pet. There is absolutely zero danger. There is absolutely no bravery required. You can be a chicken and do it. Makes no difference. But that is not the actual perception. So the point I'm saying here is that what we perceive is not really based on the reality of what we are looking at, but on the reality of who we are, of how we are looking at it, with what lens. Now, take the same thing and apply it to many other things. For example, there are many people in the world, and may Allah bless them all, and may Allah make me what they think I am, but who are laboring under this completely false impression that I'm a great scholar, and I'm a great alim, and I'm a great this and a great that. I'm not. I am absolutely not. But if you have made no effort to learn Islam, and if you have, I'm sorry to be unkind, but this is a reality. If you have not made any attempt to learn Islam, then somebody like me looks very scholarly and looks very holy and looks very, magnificent to you. But if you were yourself a scholar, then you would realize that I'm not a scholar. So once again, it's not about me, it's about you. I try to make an effort to learn the deen myself. I try to make an effort to convey whatever I know in the best possible way, with as much sincerity as I can, for the pleasure of Allah alone, to whoever wants to listen. I don't have to be a scholar for that. I just have to be a normal Muslim with a desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm perfectly content with that. But I'm saying that here, over and over again. So therefore, when you are now looking at people, I'm just giving you my example because I'm right here, but when you look at anybody and you say something about them, you say this person is this way or that way, ask yourself, what are you really saying? Are you talking about that individual, or are you talking about yourself? Because if you are talking about that individual, then you have to look at the facts and say, what do I really know about that person? But if you want to look at the reality of it, then you must ask yourself, why do I believe this about that person? And that will bring you to your own understanding, greater understanding about yourself. And you say, I believe this about that person because this is who I am. I believe that looking at Yavar Beg with a snake on his shoulders, I believe that he is a very brave man, but I am saying that because I am afraid of snakes. Now, Yavar Beg may be a brave man, irrespective, that's not the issue. The issue is, in this particular case, you are saying that not because you know that I am brave, but you are saying that because you are afraid of snakes. Now, take this in your life and apply it to your relationships. Apply it to your impressions and images about people. And ask yourself, how real are those? And if you want to make them real, then it does not mean that you have to investigate those people. It means that you have to investigate yourself and recognize yourself and accept yourself and say, this is who I am, and this is what I need to do to clear my own cobwebs in my mind and to make myself more capable. So if I lose my fear of snakes, which is completely unfounded anyway, because there is nothing to fear, if I can get out of that phobia, then I improve myself. to that extent. And the same thing applies for everything else in our lives with regard to other people. I hope this makes some sense. And again, once again, all of you who said good things about me, Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me what you think I am, and make you that as well. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.